Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Hey, I never ordered this, and I see it's on my credit card. What's going on?
Let me get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
33947.
First and last name?
Keith Knopfsiger.
One second, I didn't pull up for me. Let's see if it's showing here.
It's pending $92.90.
And you haven't signed up for any products online?
Nope.
Okay.
And I don't know how you got my credit card number.
Well, apparently if you didn't sign up for it, then what's your wife's name?
Marlene.
Okay, that's what name is showing under, so you probably need to consult with her and verify your address for security purposes.
Ma'am, I've asked her, and she don't know. Okay, our address is 991 Rotunda Circle, that's right, 991 Rotunda Circle, Rotunda,
mm-hmm.
West Florida, 33947. Marlene?
All right. Yeah, so we have this account, this information pulled up under her name. Ask her if she signed up for a product called Elevair, which is an anti-aging face cream.
If you signed up for an...
Oh, I got that through...
talk to them.
She can hear me. Through Home Depot, they were giving out gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And that was sent to me. All I did was pay the shipping, and I didn't order nothing else.
Yes, so this is how those ads work. Whenever they come through their Home Depot or whatever, and they take to pay the shipping, that is correct. After you agree that you want to pay the shipping, what you're authorizing is terms and conditions. So that means after you place your order, you have to read it. Then it says that that product is free, but it has to be canceled within 14 days of purchase, or they charge you full price.
Okay, well, we want to cancel it.
All right, that's fine. So the product that you have is all natural. Would you like to continue at a 35% discount every 30 days?
No, I just want that, whatever it is, canceled. $92 and something? No, I don't want that.
All right, we can't cancel that. That's originally for the product that you signed for, ma'am.
What?
Yeah, that's for wherever you sign it through Home Depot. You have to also read what you're authorizing. That's just to sell it to you. That's the ad. After you agree to pay for the shipping, you have to read those terms, and then it tells you it's free, but you have to cancel it within a certain amount of time. Your account is still active. This is a reoccurring monthly subscription that you signed up for.
Who do I cancel it from? Who do I get a hold of?
You can do that with us. That's what we're doing right now. Or would you like to continue receiving the product at a 50% discount every 60 days?
No, thank you.
All right, and the last one, would you like to continue at a 75% discount every 30 days?
No.
All right, give me one second. Like I tell people, when you see these ads and stuff pop up, you have to read those terms. Those ads are just to sell it to you.
Okay.
Give me one second. Let me get it canceled for you.
I thought it was just because we'd order so much stuff.
Too good to be true.
All right, so I got that canceled out for you. Would you like to write down the cancellation or check it through your email?
Excuse me?
Would you like to write down the cancellation number or check it through your email?
Give me the cancellation number.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie. That's just for cancellation. Your number is going to start with 1-9-8-0. Four.
Zero what?
1-9-8-0-4.
1-9-8-0-4, right?
Yeah, that is correct, yes.
So it has been canceled.
Correct.
Okay. I'll have her read that better.
No, you're fine. All right, well, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great rest of your day.